Blog Talk Radio.
Number, listen for that. I'll give it to you in just a minute. Our toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Tonight's show is in English and Chinese. We will review Chapter 4 and discuss Chapter 5 in the Book of Dawn. On Chapter 5 tonight, we'll begin shortly. ¶¶ call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Begin shortly. Welcome to Learning School Watch, where we're learning English for various languages, including tonight we will be using Chinese. Other evenings we use Lao, Thai, or Swahili. We're hoping you're enjoying our weekly shows. Let's begin tonight with a word of prayer. Bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share together the gospel and the good news to people around the world. We're so grateful for each listener. We pray that they would share with others so that we can grow the number of people who hear the good news around the world. We pray that you will bless each one. Tonight we're going to pray for healing again. We have had several healings this month. We're grateful and thank you, Lord Jesus, for demonstrating your power of love and kindness and healing among us here on earth as you did in your time centuries ago. We pray that you will anoint the speakers tonight and help us to give good insight and understanding of the scripture for the listeners tonight. And we pray that you will be with each one. Protect them and guide them, encourage them and strengthen them. In Jesus' name, amen. Perhaps you hear the trumpet in the background. I'm near a military base and they play that every night about this time. You can hear it. All right, we are going to sing again tonight in opening This Is the Day. I've been singing it enough where perhaps maybe you've heard it before. If not, I'm hoping it's a good one that you all learn because it's a real encouraging song. If you play keyboard or flute or drums especially or can clap your hands, this is a good song to clap your hands to. This is the day. Sing with me. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day, this is a day that the Lord hath made. Try it one more time with me. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord, it is His day, and we are facing the last day as we speak, for the end time is being fulfilled in this time around us, as we see especially in the Mideast and Israel and around Jerusalem. God is fulfilling His scriptures in the end time, and many of the pastors now are speaking more and more of the rapture and the end time scriptures. So our pastor is speaking about that as well. And when we get almost finished, or perhaps finished with John, according to the time that I feel is right, we may do a lesson or two on the end time using some of the notes that my pastor has given us. He did a very good lesson on that. So it's important to know about the end time scriptures because we are living in that time. Now, in review of what we studied the last time, I'm not sure if our group of Chinese speakers were able to catch up with us. He had to miss one time. But in review, in chapter 4, we learned about the woman at the well. the Samaritan woman who Jews usually did not socialize with or get together with in their leisure time. And Jesus, we know, was a Jew. So he met this Samaritan woman at the well and asked her for a cup of water, which was unusual. And the woman was really interested in this Jew who took interest in her. And she said, "Why do you ask me for a cup of water?" And he said, "Well, woman, if you knew who I am, you would be asking me for a cup of the living water," meaning the eternal water, the cup of life. That was symbolic, meaning the living water is, he could teach her and give her the gift of eternal salvation, of living eternally with God in heaven. And she came to know Christ there. And Jesus told her all about her life, which he could only know if he had divine knowledge. And she was convinced he was the Christ and went home to tell all her friends about Jesus, who she met at the well. And he met again with her friends, and many of them came to know Jesus, which you can do tonight as well. We'll give you opportunity to receive Jesus tonight if you'd like to do that. In the book of John, we're speaking about Jesus, the Son of God. When you know Jesus, you know God and the Holy Spirit. And we've learned about in John 3, about accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. And also there's been a real strong theme on healing. Jesus is demonstrating the power of God here on earth during his time on earth by demonstrating miracles and healing miracles. He's still a healing God today, and miracles are for us today as well, if you just accept that gift from the Lord Jesus. So we're going to give some scripture tonight that explains how that works and give you opportunity to receive salvation and receive healing tonight as well. I know there are many people who are in need of healing, and it's always a good item to pray about. So I see my executive producer's on the line, so later we'll be hearing from her, and we're still waiting for our Chinese co-host, Young, but I will start with reading in the fifth chapter of John, the healing at the pool. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Now, just an aside, a point of interest, is that we have the Bethesda Naval Military Hospital in Maryland. So we have a scriptural name here in America. And our 13 colonies, the first original colonies of America, were founded on biblical principles of the Bible. So it's highly expected that we would have some biblical names in our society. Now in verse 3 here, a great number of disabled people used to lie around, like the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be better?" In other words, do you want to see again? Do you want to be able to walk again? "Well, who would say no?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred." In other words, he wanted to, but he couldn't get up and get help to get into the pool. Well, the pool, the Bethesda pool, was known for like having healing waters. But Jesus was talking about a healing touch from him, wasn't he? He says, "While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. He just can't seem to get in there soon enough." Well, then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leader said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat on the Sabbath day." That was the rule then for the Jews. The Sabbath being like our Sunday or For some, it's the Saturday in which it's the day of worship. But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.' So they asked him, 'Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?' The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, 'See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you.' The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well." We are going to continue on with that scripture, but I'm going to announce the call-in number. I see my co-host has tried on 800 number, and maybe it needs a new charge card again because they just changed my account, but I didn't know if it would affect us or not. We do have another call-in number, 818-394-8537. So you can always call in on 818-394-8537. So if you're having trouble with our toll-free number, please call in on 818-394-8537. So I'll continue with the reading here. So now we're talking about the authority of the Son. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath or the holy day of worship, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him, began to cause him trouble. And in his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." So that was his reason for working on the Sabbath. My Father, God, is always working. He commands me to work on Sunday. So he was indirectly pointing out that the Sadducees and Pharisees, or the Jewish leaders, really needed to think about that reason. You know, it was just their ritual, but it wasn't really necessarily a godly thing. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Well, we find out in the first couple of chapters of John that Jesus was, in effect, equal to God. It says, when you know God, you know me. When you know me, Jesus, you know God and the Spirit. So Jesus gave them this answer, "Very, very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges to no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whomever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." So he's saying here that if you don't honor what Jesus says or does, you're not honoring God either. Verse 24, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man." Those are powerful words. I mean, just what would you think if some man were walking among us, and he says he's Jesus, who had been prophesied about in the Old Testament, and that he's the Son of God? You would want some kind of demonstration of his power. You would want a witness in the Spirit that God would give you that he is truly the Son of God. Well, the Jewish leaders were closed to this man called Jesus, closed-minded, because perhaps they weren't in tune with God. Verse 28, do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. Now, many believe that is a foreshadowing or foretelling of the rapture that is to come, in which God takes out his Christians, his children of God, from the earth before the last day works are going to take place here on earth. Now, we're going to be teaching on that later on, as I said, because my pastor is currently teaching on the end times. So I'm sure he won't mind if I share the scriptures that he has set up to read for that. I think that will be a good, maybe a month of lessons as soon as we finish where we want to in John. By myself, Jesus said, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just and fair, in other words. For I seek not to please myself, but to please him who has sent me, who is God. He seeks to please God. So I'm just going to make an announcement here to my executive producer, who I hope is listening. Could you please ask Young Maria to call on the 818 number, and he can wait 5 or 10 minutes if he wants to save money. Call in at, say, 830 on 818-394-8537, and I'll say it again later in case you haven't written it down. It is 818-394-8537. You can always call in on that number to the local number. I think he's having trouble getting in on the 877 number because I saw his number shortly and it went away. Okay, so I promised earlier that I would give you opportunity to receive Jesus tonight. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to read you a few scriptures to explain it to you. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. We need to receive God's best gift. Jesus Christ is God's best gift, and it's free. You don't have to do good works to receive Jesus Christ. You just ask for forgiveness and receive him. And I'm going to say that prayer with you in a couple of minutes here. For we know in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In other words, you can only come to know God through Jesus. And in John 10:10, it says, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. In Isaiah 53:4, it says, surely he hath borne our griefs and sorrows, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, or our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So remember that when Jesus was beaten at the time of the cross, walking the cross, it's by his stripes that we are healed. We can claim those scriptures for our salvation and our healing. And once you have accepted Jesus, it says in Romans 10:9-10, that the word is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus as your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, for with his heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So we're going to pray that prayer together. You can accept Jesus right now. Just bow your heads, and we usually fold our hands together, and say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, and I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my ways and go your way. Lord Jesus, I confess my sin and I believe that you are the Son of God. I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to call in and tell us if you have received the Lord tonight. You can always call in. It might cost you a little bit. If you call in on this number in the next 5-10 minutes, I'll try to get to you sooner so it doesn't cost you too much. It's 1-818-394-8537. Again, 1-818-394-8537 to tell us tonight if you have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior. That's real important. And we are going to take time a little later to do prayer for healing tonight as well. And we did give you that scripture for healing. We'll say it again before we pray. I'd like you to know that the angels in heaven celebrate and worship when each one comes to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Let's just worship a minute here together in the song and listen for the angels to sing. Lord, praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord with me now as we listen to this music. Lord, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all those who have accepted you as their Savior tonight. We're so grateful they have joined the family of God with us. We pray your protection over them and your healing power over them. Touch them with your Spirit right now, Lord. Protect them from all evil, Lord. Help them in their sinful ways to be able to drop those sinful ways. Help them to walk in the path Jesus wants us, according to the scripture, according to the example that Jesus Christ gives us in the New Testament. Thank you for each one. Praise you. Gloria in excelsis. Gloria, praise you for your magnificence, power and glory, and wonderful love, boundless grace after us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So grateful for each one. We pray, Lord, that you will be with us. Praise you, Jesus. Just praise the Lord with me. Say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart. With me and help me, Lord. Help me to connect to those in my community who will help me grow in the stature of the Lord. Christ. Help me to find the church so I can hear the word. Help me to connect to this scripture each week on this radio show. Lord, we just pray a blessing on you and we thank the Lord for you. Just worship the Lord for another minute or two while we listen. Wonderful music. Praise you.
Thank you.
to me like we may have my co-host Young on the phone. I'm going to see if that's him in just a second here. We will pray later, as I promised, for healing. But in case he's calling in on the 81 number, I want to give him opportunity to say his part now. Hello, is this Young? If not, is this a caller who's perhaps accepted the Lord and you'd like to talk? Say hello, please.
Hello.
Hello,
it's
is this Young?
Pastor Young, but is it? No.
Oh,
Pastor
this?
Young said, this is a Pastor Charles. You know, Pastor Young
there.
Said, hi, yes. He said he tried to call in, but it's busy.
Can he call the 818 number?
818 number, I don't see it. It's just 877.
Yeah,
maybe
I can give you, I told
yeah.
Maria, and I just sent him.
He tried to call, he said, but it's busy.
Yeah, I just sent him my cell phone number. I will email
uh-huh.
him also the 81 number. I announced it several times, and Maria was
yeah.
on, so I thought she would be getting him. So I will mail him now the 818 number. It is 818-394-8537.
8537, okay, I tried to call him, okay?
All right,
and
thank
he said
you.
He tried to call the number 877-497-9937. He said he's always busy. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but
I saw his number so shortly, and then it disappeared. So it's a
yeah.
connection problem. He seems to have more problems than the rest of us. But I just tell him I emailed two numbers for him if he's by his
okay.
email that
okay.
he could
try call
in.
Call him back.
All right,
okay.
thank
try
you.
To call him back. Thank
All
you.
Right, thank you, Pastor Charles. So we're trying to get the Chinese speaker on tonight, and I will pray at this time for healing for those who would like to be healed. And I read a scripture a couple of minutes ago that talked about healing, and I'd like to give you a word from the Lord that tells us that healing is for us. It says in Isaiah 53:4-5, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. There was a reason for that, so that we could be forgiven sins. And he was bruised for our iniquities, our bad deeds. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He brings us peace. And with his stripes, that's when they whipped him with the leather stripes and made marks on his back. He bled. So with the blood that he shed from his stripes being beaten, we are healed. The reason for that is in the Old Testament, they used to offer a lamb sacrifice, the Jewish priest did, once a year for forgiveness of sin, because God cannot look on sin. But through a blood sacrifice, he could heal our iniquities, and he would then he could communicate through the priest. But now God gives each one of us direct communication to God through Jesus Christ as our advocate. He speaks for us at the throne of God. So by the stripes that Jesus suffered for us, he represented the lamb sacrifice. That's why he was on the cross as the lamb sacrifice. So we don't need any more sacrifices anymore. He works forever after as the lamb sacrifice of shed blood that gives us opportunity for direct access to God. So we are going to pray for healing. I know many of you might not be feeling well. You might have headaches, or as we get older, like myself, I have arthritis, and I had a new ache this week. So far, the doctor just thinks it's arthritis, and it was pretty severe. But we're just praying for all these. Let's just really pray for the elderly tonight. We'll include all of you. But since I suffered that pain this week, I know what you're going through as an older person. If you have lots of aches and pains and parts of your body that aren't working any well, dear Heavenly Father, we just pray for each one of the elderly and anybody else of any age who has aches and pains that they don't know where they're from, Lord, you will touch one and heal each one tonight. Lord, help them to feel your presence. Help them to reach out, touch a hem of your garment. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, that you are here among us for healing, and that you can be our healer, our savior, our friend, father, our guide, our brother. You can be with us. No one else is there for us. You are always there for us. We just pray for healing, for specifically the aches and pains all over. Lord, we pray for healing of cancer, for anybody who has cancer, for anybody who has systemic illness, such as lupus or neuralgia or fibromyalgia or MS, multiple sclerosis, or fibrocystic. Any of these diseases, Lord, have. Because I haven't mentioned it doesn't mean God doesn't know. God knows your need. He sees you here as you are reaching out to him. And we just believe for the touch of healness for you right now in Jesus. And I believe I may have Pastor Charles on. If this is him again, I'm going to ask that he open in a prayer for healing for those in Lao or Thai, whichever he would choose to speak.
Yes.
Is this Pastor Charles?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I want to pray right now. Yeah, pray
yes,
for
please.
People who are sick. Okay?
Yes.
So, I know one thing is, the Bible says, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Or this means kingdom come, it means the kingdom of God is come. So the kingdom of God is a kingdom of holiness, power. It's no sickness, no death, no disease, no weakness, or even no sin over there. So holy. So when thy kingdom come is mean, Jesus teach us to pray. Prayer is mean. Pray doesn't mean that we try to demand that God do that for me, God do that for me. Doesn't mean that. It's mean we open our heart to let God send the power in his kingdom to us who believe in Jesus, the Son of God. Okay, when we believe and pray that God willing to send the healing, I mean. It's a nature, it's easy. You know, in the kingdoms of God, you know, they are so holy. And when the holiness of God connects in our spirit, and we have faith and receive it, so the disease, even sickness cannot stand. They were melting up and flee. Or the devil try to, you know, torment you, whatever, in any part in the body, from your head and to your feet. And, you know, when the kingdom of God, the power of God come, they've been melting up. They've been loose. They've been ran away. Okay? So then we can pray right now. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, Lord Jesus. We pray you, Lord. We pray you. We believe that the power of God in your kingdom, Lord, that come to touch people who are sick, whatever, wherever, people who can hear the voice of God, hear the power of God, or connect or pray right now. You can be touched. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can do anything. It's easy because in the kingdoms of God, we allow to open our heart to receive the kingdom, receive in the name of Jesus Christ right now, that you can be healed from whatever. Any disease, any even cancer, cannot stand in the presence of God. Okay, we praise the Lord. We receive it. We receive it, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I touch people who are pain in the back, who are pain in head, or pain in any parts of the body right now. The pain will be melting out. And you can claim and thank God and thank you, Lord, that you love me. This is His mercy. His grace doesn't mean that you have to be holy in it or any condition. But the healing of God is a mercy. This is the grace of God. Sometimes you even don't know God before. But right now, you know, you can claim, thy kingdom come to my life and accept it. Or some of them used to go to church or be Christian for a long time. But you never know, you know, you never know how God can touch you. You just open your heart and receive it right now and ask Him, His power in the kingdoms of God, be He that be touched in your body, your mind, your spirit. But the first thing you have to receive by the Spirit, by faith. And after that, faith, you know, come by hearing and the hearings of God, hearing the words of God. So you receive it and you claim it. When your spirit receive, there will be, you know, you can feel in your mind. You can thank God for God love you because He loved you. He wants to heal you. This is He wants to do to set you free. Jesus, He's come to this earth and died on the cross. It means He loved all of us. That's why I praise the Lord right now. I pray for people who are sick, everybody who hear what God said right now, you know, receive it. Open your heart wide and humble and receive and thank God and start to act by faith. Whatever you ask and you believe, you can receive it. God bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the power of God touch people right now. Yes, hallelujah. Because this is His will to heal. To heal. Sometimes you never go to church. Or even sometimes you are not support or not worthy to receive it, but you can receive it. Many people can receive by the grace of God. And God chosen to use you as a miracle worker for Him. You know, He loved you first. He loved you. He wants to touch you. He wants to do miracle to you for you can be His witnessing to your family, your son, your daughter, or your husband and your wife. You know, you claim it and believe it and receive it. That's easy.
Pastor
Amen.
Charles,
yes?
Do the Chinese people understand any Lao or Thai? Because I'd like to speak some foreign language since Charles
no,
isn't calling it. They don't.
They
well,
don't
would you
know.
Mind praying and speaking a little bit in either Lao or Thai so we have
okay,
a foreign
okay.
language tonight? Then.
Yeah, I'm going to pray in Thai right now. Okay. ข้าแต่พระบิดาเจ้าขอบพระคุณพระองค์และขอบพระคุณพระองค์สำหรับที่พระองค์ตรัสว่าที่คำอธิษฐานของพระเยซูพระเยซูสอนบอกว่าจงอธิษฐานขอแผ่นดินของพระองค์มาตั้งอยู่ขอให้เป็นไปตามน้ำพระทัยของพระองค์แผ่นดินของพระองค์มาตั้งอยู่หมายความว่าเข้ามาตั้งอยู่เข้ามาในใจของเราในชีวิตของเราในโลกนี้พระองค์ต้องการให้แผ่นดินของพระองค์ลงมาสถิตอยู่ในโลกนี้แต่พระองค์ลงมาไม่ได้ถ้าเราไม่เชื่อเราต้องรับแผ่นดินของพระเจ้า The Power of Godคือแผ่นดินของพระเจ้าเป็นแผ่นดินบริสุทธิ์เป็นแผ่นดินที่เต็มไปด้วยฤทธิ์เดชเป็นแผ่นดินที่ครอบครองโดยกษัตริย์คือพระเยซูคริสต์ผู้เป็นขึ้นมาจากความตายที่มีชัยชนะและเป็นอาณาจักรแห่งฤทธิ์เดชอำนาจเพราะฉะนั้นเมื่อแผ่นดินของพระองค์เสด็จเข้ามาพระฤทธิ์เดชอำนาจของพระเยซูคริสต์ก็ทำงานโดยพระวิญญาณบริสุทธิ์เพราะฉะนั้นเดี๋ยวนี้พระวิญญาณบริสุทธิ์กำลังทำงานและสำแดงพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าฤทธิ์เดชของพระเยซูคริสต์ที่พระองค์ทรงเป็นอยู่วันนี้และสืบไปเป็นนิดคุณสามารถที่จะเปิดจิตใจรับเอาพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าคือรับแผ่นดินของพระองค์ให้เข้ามาเพราะแผ่นดินของพระองค์มาตั้งอยู่ในชีวิตของคุณในครอบครัวของคุณในบ้านของคุณในใจของคุณในเวลานี้คุณรับแผ่นดินของพระองค์และแผ่นดินของพระองค์เป็นแผ่นดินบริสุทธิ์เป็นแผ่นดินที่เต็มไปด้วยฤทธิ์เดชอำนาจโรคภัยไข้เจ็บทุกชนิดจะต้องถูกทำลายหรือว่ามันจะละลายมันอยู่ไม่ได้มันยืนไม่ได้เพราะว่าถ้าฤทธิ์เดชอำนาจของพระองค์การทรงสิทธิ์ของพระองค์สถิตอยู่โรคภัยไข้เจ็บมันก็จะไม่สามารถยืนอยู่ได้นะมะเร็งมันจะละลายออกไปแล้วก็เชื้อโรคต่างๆมันจะหลุดหายผีซาตานที่มันซ่อนอยู่ในตัวไม่ว่าในจิตใจต่างๆมันจะถูกพระเจ้าขับไล่เพราะเมื่อความสว่างเข้ามาความมืดมันอยู่ไม่ได้มันจะต้องออกไป พราะนั้นหลายคนจะรู้สึกว่าการแตะต้องและจะได้รับการสัมผัสให้หายเป็นปกติเนาะพระเยซูคริสต์พระองค์เมื่อพระองค์สั่งทุกอย่างเป็นไปตามคำสั่งพระองค์ตรัสว่าจงหายโรคเถิดมันก็หายไม่อยากไม่ต้องให้หมอมาตรวจไม่ต้องให้ยาใส่เพียงแต่พระองค์ตรัสทุกอย่างก็เป็นไปตามคำตรัสของพระองค์หรือเราเพราะนั้นเมื่อเราเชื่อว่าพระองค์ทรงตรัสว่าโดยรอยแผลเคี้ยนของพระเยซูคริสต์เราหายเป็นปกติเราเชื่อเอเมนความเจ็บปวดของท่านก็จะรับการแตะต้องจากพระเจ้าและคุณเริ่มต้นขอบคุณพระเจ้าที่พระเจ้ารู้จักคุณบางคนยังไม่เคยเชื่อพระเจ้าแต่ถ้าคุณอธิษฐานรับพระองค์รับพระเยซูคริสต์ขอพระองค์เสด็จเข้ามาในจิตใจขอแผ่นดินของพระองค์มาตั้งอยู่ในครอบครัวในจิตใจของคุณวันนี้คุณหายวันนี้พระเจ้าจะสำแดงการอัศจรรย์เอเมนถ้าเชื่อเราจะเห็นฤทธิ์เดชของพระเจ้าไม่ว่าคุณจะเป็นผู้หญิงผู้ชายคุณจะอยู่ในคุกหรือว่าคุณจะอยู่ที่ไหนก็ตามหรืออยู่ที่บ้านอยู่ที่ไม่จำกัดและพระเจ้าสามารถจะทำงานผ่านคลื่นผ่านไม่ว่าคุณจะอยู่ที่ไหนพระเจ้าสามารถฤทธิ์เดชของพระเจ้าไปถึงที่นั้นได้ทุกที่ขอบพระคุณพระองค์ในพระนามพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าอาเมน
Amen praise the Lord Now, I,
Hallelujah.
Earlier on the show, prayed for a salvation prayer. Would you mind doing that in Thai as well?
Yeah. ข้าแต่พระบิดาเจ้าพระองค์เจ้าข้าเวลานี้มีบางคนกำลังเปิดอยากรับการรักษาให้หายแต่สิ่งที่สำคัญที่สุดพระองค์เจ้าข้าพระเจ้าจะสัมพันธ์กับเขาคือพระองค์จะทำงานผ่านวิญญาณจิตใจและก็ร่างกายวิญญาณจะต้องได้รับการสัมผัสก่อนที่ร่างกายจะรับการรักษาเวลานี้บางคนพระองค์เจ้าข้าอยากจะต้อนรับพระองค์เป็นพระผู้ช่วยรอดให้อธิษฐานตามพระองค์ที่ข้าพเจ้ากำลังอธิษฐานเวลานี้ข้าแต่พระบิดาข้าพเจ้าขอเปิดใจเชิญพระเยซูคริสต์เสด็จเข้ามาในใจข้าพระองค์ขออัญเชิญแผ่นดินของพระองค์มาตั้งอยู่คือฤทธิ์เดชอำนาจของโดยพระวิญญาณบริสุทธิ์ของพระองค์เข้ามาในหัวใจพระองค์เจ้าข้าขอสิทธิอำนาจอันสูงสุดของพระบิดาทำงานในจิตใจของข้าพเจ้าในวาเวลานี้ข้าพเจ้าขอเปิดใจต้อนรับเอาพระเยซูเป็นพระผู้ช่วยให้รอดและเชื่อว่าพระองค์ทรงรักข้าพเจ้าเชื่อว่าพระองค์ตายบนไม้กางเขนเพื่อรับบาปรับโรคภัยไข้เจ็บการสาปแช่งทั้งหมดในครอบครัวของข้าพระองค์พระองค์ทรงรับและพระองค์ทรงตายเพื่อไถ่บาปข้าพระองค์ถึงแม้ข้าพระองค์ไม่รู้จักพระองค์แต่พระองค์ตายแทนข้าพระองค์เรียกว่าพระองค์ทรงรักมนุษย์ทุกคนฉะนั้นข้าพระองค์จึงขอรับเอาพระองค์และขอเชิญพระองค์ใช้ข้าพระองค์ที่จะทำงานเพื่อพระองค์และขอให้ข้าพระองค์ที่จะเป็นกระบอกเสียงของพระองค์ตั้งแต่วันนี้เป็นต้นไปขอเชิญพระองค์สถิตในหัวใจข้าพระองค์ในข้าพระองค์อธิษฐานต้อนรับสิ่งเหล่านี้ในพระนามพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าอาเมน
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
I don't know if you're prepared since you're filling in here, but could you read any of chapter 5 or add to what you did last time a little bit in Thai or Lao?
I forget to bring my Bible.
Yeah, I know you're just filling in since we couldn't get Charles,
so
that's fine.
I heard Maria call me, you know, and ask me to call Dr. Yang.And tell him the telephone number, and he call back. He say, "Oh, he cannot connect." And I don't know something wrong. Maybe in his area is sometimes very difficult to connect. You know. But
well,
anyway,
would you mind calling him again? And I'll try to stay on 10-15 minutes. I could share a little more.
Okay.
And then tell him to try the 818 number, and I'll reimburse him. I emailed it to him. Are you by your email, or should I give you that number again?
I have one. I have number.
You have the 818 number?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to call him again, okay?
394-8537. Do you have that number?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll try to hang on 10-15 more minutes, and he could just get
on
and read the scripture in Chinese. Thank you.
We
will hold on, people, for our listening audience. Okay, thank you, Charles.
Okay.
All right, we are still on, and I will share a little bit more with you about my thoughts of the scripture tonight. John is a very important book because it talks about the power of God and his demonstration of power here on earth among men. And that's so that we will believe, that we will understand the reality of God, and so that we won't be fooled when others tempt us or try to act like God. You know, the scripture says there will be false prophets, and there will be those among us who, there's going to be one before the real Jesus comes that's false. It says Jesus, he's the Messiah. So we need to be in tune with God and have the ability to discern the true God and the two spirits. That's why I often pray, Lord, reveal yourself unto the people so that they may know without a doubt that you are the true God. And that's another reason we have the scripture. The scripture helps us to discern whether what is happening is of God or not. And we are in the end time, when there are going to be many unusual, maybe even strange things happening. And we need to be aware that God is dealing his end time plan now. It is happening among us. And the most obvious sign that everyone agrees is that Israel has become a nation again in 1949. 48 and 49 there, when it was never a country for many years or centuries, because they'd been separated and dispersed around the world. So we know that Jesus Christ is revealing through his disciples and his followers, through his power and miracles, revealing the power and truth of God. That's for you and all of us to witness, because God loves us. And once you become a Christian, it's important that we come harvest gatherers, that we reap the harvest together, because the time is short. We must tell others about the Lord so that they will have opportunity to have eternal life as well. And God asks us to do that in the scripture, to go out in the highways and the byways, compel them to come in to the churches or wherever, to come into the family of God, join the family of God, encourage them, love them, speak to them, befriend them, help them, feed them, help the needy, help the lost to know of God, of Jesus Christ. We know that God has a plan as well for each one of your lives. But he's a gentleman, and he allows you free choice as to whether to accept him or not. So you just have to reach out and say, yes, I receive it, and I'm grateful for it. I thank you for it. Thank you for walking with me, helping in my daily life. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for helping me to drop my addictions. If you're one of those who's just addicted, it's not easy, we know, once you're addicted to give that up, but God can give you the power and the strength and the will and the mind of God to give up addictions. In Jesus' name, Lord, we heal those. We pray for Jesus' healing for addiction, for those who want to give that up. In Jesus' name, by the power of God, pray for the healing of those who are addicted and have addictive behaviors, whether it be addicted to drug or addicted to dysfunctions or addicted to whatever. God can heal through the power of healing power of Jesus Christ right now. Just claim it. Just receive it. Say, I receive it, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I believe it. I believe in the gospel that the healing power is for me. And then pray every day and read your Bible a little bit every day. John is a good place, anywhere in John, to believe for those healing powers. We know that God loves you. I love you, and Jesus loves you. And now that you're in the family, you could find more family who want to be associated with you at your local churches. There are many good churches in every community. We just believe in any church that speaks about Jesus Christ as the Son of God, in which speaks the message of salvation. Some of them may differ a little bit in some of their doctrine, but if they believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that you can receive salvation through Jesus Christ, then it's probably a good church. See if there's one that fits for you. There are plenty around for you to visit. Sometimes it's good to just be an attendee at one that's close, where you could walk and participate in all its events, because many have midweek services in the evening or the morning, as well as Saturday or Sunday. So if you could go at least once a week, maybe two or three times, and get praise and worship there, that's a good place to be able to hear music and contact and shake hands with others who love God and will love you. So we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will be with each one. We pray, Lord, that you would help Charles to call in and connect, to get a connection here, Lord, that he will be able to call in and be able to get a connection here, Lord Jesus, because we want the Chinese interpretation tonight for the recording. We pray that in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to pray. I already prayed. We're going to play a little music for you to be able to worship along. Let's try. This one is about, I think it's just music. You can just hum along and worship the Lord with a little bit of this music as we are praying and believing and hoping that Charles can get connected with us. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Just praise the Lord with me. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. We can worship Jesus and celebrate his birth any time of celebrate. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you. Thank you. email me at diane@lenning.com anytime, 24/7. D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G with your prayer requests or questions to diane@lenning.com. I-A-N at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com. Well, we're going to hang on about 5 more minutes, maybe 10 at the most. And evidently, our co-host Charles is having a hard time calling in. They say sometimes he has connection problems where he's located. We'll just have to have that on our prayer request list, that the Lord would help him to have a connection line every time so he can do Chinese. It is hard to make it up, although we will try to. But it is hard to make it up because we're on an ongoing schedule. So we'll try to reschedule him on a Friday night or a fifth Wednesday night of the month. And I do see a fifth Wednesday coming up in August. So we might do his August 29th or perhaps a Friday night to make up for Chinese. Now I'm going to sing another song, because I'm trying also to sing or teach you to sing songs that you can use for your own personal worship, because it's a connection mechanism for you, because sometimes it's just hard to sit and pray all the time. But there are many songs that, and I'm going to be teaching those over the next year or two from the Book of Psalms, so you can look up the words there. But there is a song in Psalms 23:6. That is a good one. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life. Sing that again with me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life. Praise the Lord for your remembrance. That one's found in Psalms 23:6. That book of Psalms is right in the middle of your Bible. And here's another one. I don't know if this is in Psalms, but it's a similar type. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Well, apparently we're not going to hear from Pastor Charles tonight. I'm sorry about that, but we are going to hear What Child Is This with the tape, and we will close tonight with that in a word of prayer. And we believe that God loves you, and he is with you wherever you live, wherever you are in your life, whatever is happening to you. God wants to be with you and meet your need, because he cares about you and loves you. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, smart or not so smart, or have a wonderful job or have an average job. don't have to do wonderful works to get into heaven. Oh, he blesses you for your work, appreciates your work, and wants you to help to reap the harvest. But the entrance into heaven by asking Jesus your heart. Let's just pray together our closing prayer tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you so much for each one. We thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your many blessings. And we are so grateful that we have the opportunity to serve and worship. Pray the healing touch on every listener and person tonight or today. Pray the salvation message will reach every heart around the world. This mechanism of the computer and the telephone and technology. That people will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and have eternal salvation. Pray the blessing upon every listener. Help each one to learn how to reach out to Jesus Christ, Son of God. Every day in their daily prayer life and their worship time with you. Pray their blessing upon you. Amen. Remember, we have time together every Wednesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. and sometimes a little longer through blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenny. You can listen on the computer or call in. If you don't have a computer, ask God to bless you with one or that you can earn the money to buy one. And learn or meet a friend who has a computer so you can listen to this. Every week we have archived lessons beginning in the first week of February 2012. You can look up the site www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning and listen to other lessons in the Book of John. Especially if you've missed those and want to hear the whole Book of John from the beginning, they're archived for your listening need at any time of day or night, 24/7. You can listen to the Word of God, John. And as we move forward, our next lessons we're going to teach on are dealing with the end time in the gospel. So to know what is happening in the world around us is indeed as God has planned and predicted the Bible. Thank you for being with us. So glad you're with us. I'm going to be saying goodnight. God loves you. I love you. All of our co-hosts love you. Our executive producer, Maria Gillis, loves you. You can find us on Facebook, communicate with us, or through our email, diane@lenning.com. And know that Charles Young and Nancy, our other co-hosts, all love you. God loves you. Here. God bless. Hugs and blessings from God and from all of us at Lenning School Watch. Being good news. Please. Chinese, Lao, Thai, White. We're hoping in the future to do also Cambodian and Indian. Good night, all. We love you. God bless you. Good night. See you next time.